EFTM.com is where I have been living at the moment to get all things tech related and goths related.
Yes.
And this is our guru when it comes to all things goths and tech. It's Trevor Long joining us this morning.
I'm here for
morning,
you.
Trev.
I'm here for you.
G'day. What's the latest goss?
Oh, I can't speak of that on the radio, just the interwebs.
Okay. Oh, fair. Hey, so Trev, mate, you're living the dream. You've crafted yourself possibly the best job in the world in the sense that your whole job is to rate and review and kind of explain tech and new stuff that comes out. So you get stuff sent to you.
Like I'm exhausted.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
Well, it is, I mean, there's a lot of
it's
tech.
It's all the
out
blue
there.
Screen time,
Can I just ask, as we go into Christmas, do you give tech, and is the tech that you give as gifts stuff that you have been sent to test and then you're like, ah, all right, well, Nana could use a set of Google glasses. And-
No, I don't. I don't often give the stuff I've received because most of it goes back.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't go back, it gets given away in competitions. But I do love giving tech things, or simple things like connected light bulbs or Google Homes. You know, those fun things that I really want people to experience. Like I bought one yesterday. I'm going to give to my uncle. It's just so awesome to hear people once they've experienced for the first time some of the cool stuff that I get to play with. So yeah, I love giving tech. But personally, I like receiving Lego.
Oh, and I love Lego as well. Harry Potter Lego. I've got Star Wars Lego. But anyway, enough about that. Tom's got a very burning question about extended warranties.
Yeah, we just thought we'd touch base with you because we're going into that, you know, festive period. Everyone's buying gifts, but you know, if you're buying something electrical, certainly if it's worth a bit, if it's more of an investment, is it worth getting the extended warranty? Because if you ask the person selling it to you, they will say yes, yes, yes.
Look, this could be a very, very complicated conversation, but I'm going to make it real simple. Never buy an extended warranty.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah.
It's as simple as that, because every Australian is covered for every purchase they make in an Australian retail store or an Australian retailer, so even online retailers, by Australian consumer law. Now, what that is a very vague law, but it broadly says that a product should work and function as intended for its expected life. Now, there's a lot of vagaries there, right? How long is the car's expected life? Is it 10 years, 4 years, whatever? A TV, should it last 7 years? Probably not in my book. But if you've got a TV that's 4 or 5 years old and there's a green line on the screen, that's not good. And that should be fixed by the manufacturer. That thing should last 6 or 7 years, I think.
Okay.
If you buy a washing machine or a fridge or a TV and they say you need the 3-year warranty, no, absolutely not. That 3 years, you're absolutely covered by Australian consumer law.
Yeah,
so the only thing I would say about it is in 3 years after the purchase, if you do have a failing, it's not as easy as just getting it fixed. There is a little bit of a battle. You need to say to them, listen, I'm going to go to the fair trading. I'm going to go to my local department about this. You need to put on a bit of a fight. So I know why people buy the warranties, because they don't want that fight, but you are entitled to it. I had a car that had the steering failed. I waited 3 months, but I fought it, and I got that fixed for free instead of $2,500 because Australian consumer law.
And as you should, too. Like, you know what I mean? So that's the thing. It's like you spend that money.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And your rights are, you're covered.
Yeah.
If you broke the product, if you smashed it, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But just like with any warranty, that's the same thing. A warranty only covers damage that you didn't inflict. Think about what you expect from a product. If you buy a mobile phone, you expect it to last 3 years, probably.
Yeah.
I would expect a mobile phone to still work in 4 years. But if the battery is the only problem you've got, then no, that's always going to degrade. But if the screen's flickering and the buttons don't work, Australian consumer law, get it fixed.
Yeah, right.
See, this is why we get you on, Trev, because it's just explained so easily like that. And now, we know you're a busy guy. Just before we let you go, the new AirPod Max, which are the over-the-ear headphones, just got released, and they're going to cost a dollar under $900, $899. Are they worth it?
I don't know that that's even possible. I mean, I've tested a lot of headphones, $2,500, $300, $200, $899 for a set of Apple headphones. Gee whiz. I'm testing them this weekend. I'm going to have to be blown away for it to be worth $900.
Okay, excellent. Well, you're testing them this weekend. We'll check in with you and find out, because Loggy is very interested to hear how they go, all right?
All right, no worries. I'll talk to you soon.
Wonderful. In the meantime, everything is up at EFTM.com. Trevor Long there, our tech expert.